Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
Now we're with Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Elaine, what's been happening in the world of AI this weekend?
Well, there is an interesting film out at the moment that you can catch in the IFI if you're in Dublin. There may be some other cinemas might pick it up if it becomes popular. And it's called Eternal You. And it focuses on this quite interesting area of technology called death tech, or sometimes called grief tech. And what's happening here is that people are using these generative AI technologies in this space to create, say, a chatbot or a digital avatar or even a virtual reality version of someone who has died, so that people who continue to live and maybe trying to process that death can interact with them. And they have had some interesting, verging on very problematic results with this technology as well. So it explores all aspects of it and does look to be quite fascinating.
Wow. So you could have a conversation with somebody, a loved one, basically. But I mean, it's not a real conversation, obviously, is it?
Exactly. So that's something to bear in mind when it comes to any of these kind of generative AI technologies, especially when they're trying to simulate an actual living or previously living being. They do completely operate off of interpreting your inputs and giving you outputs that are working towards whatever they're trying to figure out your end goal is. So you are talking to yourself, essentially, and it's kind of reflecting back what you're putting into it most of the time. But what's interesting is
I don't like the sound of it, Elaine, I have to say. Maybe I'm a Luddite, but I just, I don't know.
No, it's absolutely terrifying. It's really creepy.
Oh yeah, you agree with me, okay.
Amazon tried to bring out something like this. They tried to announce that they could make Alexa speak to you in the voice of your dead grandmother. And they put this out as a press release thinking this would be great and warmly received. And people were just mostly completely creeped out by the thought of this, and they just didn't really understand that that would be the reaction for people. So it kind of shows that there's a bit of a schism between what some of these technologists think people want and what will absolutely terrify people.
Okay, listen, just before you go, the Business Post Tech 100 this weekend was published. Who are the big names there?
Yeah, so you can still get the full list on top100.businesspost.ie if you didn't pick up a copy at the weekend. But it's a broad spectrum of Ireland's technology leaders and even some of its horse whisperers and lobbyists, some startup advisors. There's even a special recognition, 100 in first place, for Brian Caulfield, who's an investor who's been involved in Irish tech for a very, very long time. And there's even a mix of, say, there's cyber psychologists, there's people working in AI, Dr. Abeba Berhane, who actually advises the UN on AI, Patricia Scanlon, who is Ireland's AI ambassador, Niamh Hodna, who is Ireland's recently appointed online safety commissioner, who is absolutely going to be playing a massive role in shaping what tech has to do to comply with Irish law and European law in this space as well. So it's a really broad mix of people.
Okay, I must check it out. Elaine Burke, a host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk.